B-Pod Studios.
Hi, I'm Dave the Waterman from the Stan and Haney Show. Recently, I was up in Tampa, Florida. Gentleman took me out for some beers, and he informed me there's a great market for Guys Gone Nuts videos. Well, I'm here to say that I went out and bought me a nice new video recorder. That's right, you heard it, Guys Gone Nuts. I'm here and I'm filming and I've got great footage. For $9.99, you can get these DVDs. You're going to see upshots of guys' s***s, sacks. You're going to see man boobs. You're going to see a little d***ing, little d***ing action. Shaved, clean, and hairy like a forest. You're going to see all things and buses and truck stops you wouldn't see anywhere else but on my special DVD. That's right, Guys Gone Nuts. It don't matter if you're fat, ugly, bitch, or a sexual, a freak. These videos are for you. The action is there. Guys Gone Nuts. Guys Gone Nuts. Guys Gone Nuts. Guys Gone Nuts. The only way you can get closer to the action is if they were resting on your face.
Yeah.
And if you order right now, I'll send you my special I've One-Armed the Camera video of yes, you know who, me, Dave the Waterman. Buy this video. I'm in the hole with this camera, and it's not helping. Dave the Waterman presents Guys Gone Nuts. Guys Gone Nuts. Guys Gone Nuts. Guys Gone Nuts. Woo!
Run the projector.
You ready?
Yeah. Focus.
I think it's made by Coronet.
Yeah, of course. Sit down.
Stop making finger puppets.
I'm Lieutenant Williams, a police officer attached to the juvenile division. I'm on my way to Monroe Junior High School to talk to a group of young people. That looks innocent enough, doesn't it? Lots of young people hitchhike. Seems like a good way to get from one place to another.
Yeah.
But sometimes there are dangers involved that never meet the eye. Let's take the case of Jimmy Barnes. Jimmy played baseball all afternoon, and he didn't feel like walking home, so he decided to thumb a ride.
Uh-oh. Mm-hmm.
Poor Jimmy.
He'd done it 100 times before, and he didn't think anything was unusual when the driver struck up a friendly conversation.
Yeah.
In fact, he seemed like a real nice guy.
Yep.
He asked Jimmy if he played baseball in the park often. Jimmy told him they practiced 3 times a week and played a rival group on Friday afternoon.
A rival?
The stranger was a good listener, too, and it only seemed minutes before they pulled up in front of Jimmy's house. Jimmy got out, the stranger gave him a friendly pat.
What the?
Then he told him he'd see him again, as he always drove by the park on his way home.
Oh, gee. What the?
Sure enough. The following day, when Jimmy finished playing ball, well, the man was there waiting.
Here they go, driving off.
They stopped at a drive-in, and the stranger treated him to a Coke.
Wow.
In their conversation, he told several off-color jokes. But Jimmy had heard others before, and, well, it made him feel big to so easily win the confidence of an older person.
Mm-hmm.
Tom told us about this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Friendly stranger kind of looks like Artie Bucco from The Sopranos.
The following Saturday, they went fishing together.
Wow.
By now, they were using first names.
Fast friends.
Trump said it was more friendly.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy hadn't enjoyed himself so much in a long time.
Get out more.
Then during lunch, Ralph showed him some pornographic pictures.
Oh.
Jimmy knew he shouldn't be interested, but, well, he was curious.
Of course.
What Jimmy didn't know was that Ralph was sick, a sickness that was not visible like smallpox, but no less dangerous and contagious, a sickness of the mind. You see, Ralph was a homosexual, a person who demands an intimate relationship with members of their own sex.
Oh, jeez.
But by now, Jimmy felt a fondness for Ralph, and they continued to go places together. Ralph was generous and took Jimmy many interesting places and did many nice things for him.
Nice things.
Yeah, Tom said they do that with the porn.
And even gave him money. But payments were expected in return.
Uh-oh.
You see, Jimmy hadn't recognized Ralph's approach soon enough. When Ralph first asked Jimmy to go fishing alone, he should have discussed it with his parents or teacher.
Absolutely.
Or teacher.
Yeah, teacher.
Finally, Jimmy told his parents, and they reported it to the juvenile authorities. Ralph was arrested, and Jimmy was released on probation in the custody of his parents.
What the...
But all homosexuals are not passive. Some resort to violence, as in the case of Mike Merrick.
Mike Merrick.
In the heat of competition, no one noticed the man who sat and watched.
They're shooting hoops, right?
And when the game broke up and the others left, Mike decided to stay and practice a little longer.
Right, snap some towels.
Wearing a suit.
Stranger joined him.
Yeah.
He was friendly and, well, it was better than playing alone.
Right. Aggressive.
But after a few shots, Mike realized he had already overstayed his time and suggested he better leave. The stranger told him if he'd like to stay longer, he'd be glad to drive him home when they finished. Sounded great to Mike.
Yeah.
Chance to play longer and get a ride home, too.
Work on your ball handling.
Finished, the stranger told him he'd make a fine player someday if
yes.
he got lots of practice.
Uh-huh.
The companionship, the praise, the friendly attitude dispelled any misgivings Mike might have had about going with a stranger. He probably never realized until too late that he was riding in the shadow of death. But sometime that evening, Mike Merrick traded his life for a newspaper headline. As Denny and Jerry got the papers ready for Jerry's afternoon delivery, they only casually noticed the two boys that raced by in the afternoon traffic. And they didn't pay much attention to the car that drew up shortly afterwards until the man called them over.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Can I buy you a soda?
Had two boys been by on bicycles? The boys nodded they had. Could they recognize them if they saw them again? Well, Denny guessed he could. Then hop in, the man said. Those are stolen bikes. Without giving it another thought, Denny got in and the car sped away.
Right.
Jerry watched. He'd been told many times, if a friend got in a car with a stranger, to write down the license number. It didn't seem to apply, but, well, fortunately, he marked it down.
Good thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Paper route.
When he delivered a paper to Denny's house, he asked his mother if they'd caught the boys that had stolen the bicycles. Denny hadn't returned, so he told her the story gave her the paper with the license number.
And called juvenile authorities or a teacher.
Being a careful parent, she decided to call the police. Jerry supplied the necessary information, and the stranger's car was quickly spotted. Was a good example of how important it is to always get the license number
of a homosexual on the loose
of any stranger who takes a young person off alone, no matter what they tell you.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Lost my kitten. Will you help me look for it?
Yeah.
Disease of the mind. Not like
public restrooms can often be a hangout for the homosexuals.
You heard it.
Bobby and his friends hadn't noticed the man who had been in the restroom when they changed. Yeah. And as it was late, he suggested they take the shortcut under the pier. But the others preferred to take the more traveled way home.
Stranger Danger.
Yes.
Yeah.
In the bathroom.
Shortcut under
when
the pier.
Bobby recognized the stranger as the man in the restroom. The shortcut under the pier didn't seem like a good idea at all.
No, it did not.
You know what they say, under the pier, watch for the...
After all, it's more fun to stay with your friend.
Yeah,
it is. Bobby had made a wise decision. It may have saved his life. The decision is always yours,
yes.
And your whole future may depend on making the right one. So no matter where you meet a stranger, be careful if they are too friendly, if they try to win your confidence too quickly, and if they become overly personal. One never knows when the homosexual is about. He may appear normal, and it may be too late when you discover he is mentally ill. So keep with your group, and don't go off alone with strangers unless you have the permission of your parent
or teacher.
That was very informative.
Make sure you cool the lamp.
Yeah. Well,
That's great.
We like to try to help as far as, you know, being educational. But we should point out that film is a bit dated.
I feel more.
And they show you the straight porn to get you all worked up.
Tom has always said
that. They show you porn, the straight porn to get you worked up.
Yeah.
Then you're standing there at this thing. What are you going to do with it?
Hey, maybe I can help, Tom.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Local radio that there's ever been. The show is so damn good it makes the Pope wanna sin. They'll fill out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws ties and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hate it. Hot paradise. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
women are crazy. And so are we. No wonder things have gone so smoothly for us in the romance department. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. It's Friday. Stan and Haney show.
Whoa.
First day of the month, February the 1st. My name is Stan. That's my partner, buddy, muchacho, longtime pal for 30-some-odd years, Mark Haney.
Hello.
Behind the glass at the control board over there is our producer, Junior.
Hello.
And what do you do?
I'm Dave, bro.
I want to get clear this up right now.
Sure, man.
Clear it up so that we don't have me yelling at you, you interrupting, defending, and all that. I'll just ask you straight.
Mm-hmm.
Straight out, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
You got to give anybody shout-outs? Do you have to give anybody a shout-out? Let's take care of it now.
Hold it.
Do you got to give it? Don't point to Junior. Do you personally? I want to get this out of the way. Do you personally have anybody you need to give a shout out to?
I don't know their exact name.
What are you talking about?
Not the exact name.
Yeah. Okay.
Could you guess?
Because
the whole this
band.
Has nothing to do. With Junior, has nothing to do with Haney, has nothing to do with me.
Uh-huh.
I am told that you promised some shout-outs.
Mm, I did.
You got anybody for a shout-out?
Look at the smirk over there.
Why are you projecting?
Deflecting? Sure, man. Why not? Let's give a shout-out to...
You're deflecting.
No, I'm not, man. Carnivorous Soul, man. Guys over at the Vibe last night.
What is it?
Carnivorous Soul, right?
Okay.
Carnival Soul.
Carnivorous Soul.
Yeah.
Sorry but it's that. Carnival.
Yeah, Carnival Soul. Sorry about
you
that.
You going around again?
Oh,
do you know
don't
who
you
I
did.
Am kind of thing?
Oh, did I now?
Yeah, that's did what I'm I? Hearing.
That's what I did, huh? You're hearing that.
How would I even know about this if I didn't hear it?
Do you immediately just jump to the negative conclusion?
Yeah.
Man?
I know what happened, brah.
Oh, you know what happened.
Yep, I do.
No, you think you know what happened, brah.
Okay, here's what I think I know happened.
Mm.
And there's only one other witness that can verify it. Listen. I guess over at the Vibe, you were asked, because you were so good at it, you were asked to do some menial labor. Yes or no?
Sure, Stan. Yes.
You know, if it's not true, tell me true.
Yes, yes. He invited me to come over
Who's
and help.
Who's he?
Junior?
As your attorney.
Yes, sir.
Did he invite you or did he ask for a favor?
Both. It was a combination of both.
It was a what did you take it as? An invite or a favor?
I took it as helping out.
Because I had to sign off on it.
I know you did. So you were invited over or were you helping?
Helping.
Okay. I guess a console had to be moved, and two people couldn't do it.
That thing's massive.
It's huge. So they needed an extra set of arms and a strong back, and you weren't invited. You needed to do a favor for somebody. So you were doing a favor for somebody, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay.
You're helping out.
Helping out.
Then, tell me if this is true.
Mm.
As you're getting ready to move the console, you can't keep quiet. You're just talking up a storm about yourself. And one of the other people said, you know, you got a familiar voice. Just making conversation. I get that. You got a familiar. Yeah, well, thank you. That's all you have to say. You, from what I understand, yeah... You got me. My name is Dave the Waterman. I work for K-Rock. And I'm going to give you bros some shout-outs on my show.
Oh, come on. Really, bro?
Really?
Don't throw him under the bus.
I'm not throwing him under the bus. Let me tell you.
Let me tell you. There. I know you're guilty. I know you're guilty.
Why? Because...
With the catch... let me tell you. Whenever you do that...
How about
your
this?
Brain is swirling around for an answer.
No, looky here. How about that? I went over there last night. I'm hanging out with Junior.
You're hanging out. I thought they had work to do.
We're doing work, but there's also...
Were you invited?
There's
or
also
are you
downtime.
Doing a favor?
I'm over
well,
there
it was
working.
Neither. He was asked to help to move
yes.
something.
Yeah. Okay.
And that's all
I get
he
over
needed
there.
To do.
And he volunteered.
Right.
Yep. Said, sure, bro.
So, and you signed off on
a
it.
Gentleman, yep. A gentleman by the name of Dion was the one that recognized
Dino.
My voice. Dino, excuse me.
And he's with Carnival Soul?
Yeah, Dion's with
Carnivorous Soul.
Carnival Soul. Come on, man. You guys are getting me on. Carnivorous. I'm getting
what
confused.
No, you're the one bragging about who you're you
I
got
did
your
not
own radio
go
show,
over
you're
there.
Give shout
are
outs.
You kidding me? I went over there last night. Oh, yeah, you sure? No.
That's what I heard. What was that?
What was that?
That was a bunch of garbage that just fell off.
All right.
No, I did not do that, man. They were big fans of you guys. They've listened to you guys for a long time.
That's not what I understand.
And let me tell you.
You were big fans of Dave.
I've got my show.
You got it all wrong.
My show.
The guy said, you know what? Your voice sounds familiar.
Right.
And he goes to shake hands, and all Dave said is, yeah, I'm Dave, bro.
Dave the Waterman.
No.
Yep.
No, he made sure to emphasize Waterman.
Oh, he did?
No, it was Dave, bro.
Yeah.
I'm Dave, bro.
It's Dave, bro. And then, Waterman, you know? I mean, come on. You know?
Yeah, bro. Yeah, of course, everybody
so it was the guy said, oh, Waterman.
Yeah, man, right on.
It wasn't Dave that said Waterman.
Was it did Dave say Waterman?
I'm 99.9% sure he said Waterman.
That's 96.1% sure.
Yeah.
96.1%
sure. Well, you better watch yourself, because evidently Dave is in much better shape than you are.
Well, probably,
is he throwing him under the bus, too?
Mm-mm.
What'd you say to Haney last night?
Yeah, what'd you say about him?
You called me weak?
You called him weak?
No, you got red, man. You were getting red.
And so you told Haney about it.
Yeah, that thing's heavy, man.
No, dude, I had the heavy end, homie.
We all had a heavy
end.
And you know what else? That you know, you guys are trying to jump all over him. I know the true story because Dave told me last night.
Right. About how out of shape Junior is, how red in the face he got, but didn't tell you that he was bragging about giving everybody shout-outs on
and
the
you know
show.
What? There were eight. There were... Dave, please, I got this.
Thank you,
you told
bro.
Me the truth.
Damn right.
There were at least eight other grown men there.
Yes.
And none of them had the sense that God gave a gnat, because Dave had to step up and sweep the floor, because there could have been a screw down there or something that would have totally messed everything up.
That's right.
He was really good at sweeping. He did really good.
Bro, you got to get them screws up, dude. You're going to chinger up the floor.
I will go back to originally what I said. Anybody you got to give a shout out to that you promised for your show?
Yeah, Carnivorous.
What is it?
What?
And Dion.
Dino, Carnival Souls.
Is that it?
Is that who you promised for your show?
Yeah.
Good guys. They were good guys, man.
Dion and Carnivorous Soul.
Why are you doing that to me, man?
Because that's what you said.
I thought you had their CD.
Yeah, I got it out in the car, man.
Did you promise to give it a few spins on your show?
Oh, yeah, dude, on my
show. I know you did. I know you did.
My God, man. Sorry you're so jealous that people like me,
jealous?
Bro.
So jealous? I wasn't there. I'm hearing it.
I wasn't there either. But
you heard the truth.
But Dave told me the truth last night.
I was there working.
Uh-huh. You were you?
Yeah.
And you know what? Sorry, Junior. But I was told ahead of time that you would probably try and spin this against Dave somehow.
Yeah.
Who said that?
Dave.
Oh, I
did.
So I know
said
it's
I'd
true.
Spin it
oh, yeah. Absolutely.
That you try to make him out like he did something wrong.
Last night he's sitting there going, boy, do I got ammunition for tomorrow.
Yeah, because you're telling everybody you're going to give shout-outs on your show.
Dave, are you kidding me?
Dave, we're friends, man.
I know we are, bro.
Why would I do that?
Yeah, man. Why would he do that? Why would he do that to you?
Is he messing with your mind right now, dude?
Is he really? That you didn't go and leave that and go over to Haney's and tell him how out of shape he was?
I was
once again,
laughing.
You know, oh, did you hear I need a liver?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hey,
you know what?
I got
some extra peace for you.
You are just pathetic.
By the way, those chimichangas were incredible.
Yeah.
Dude, huh?
Yeah.
unbelievable.
I checked him out, bro.
You're always good at menial labor.
Shut up, man.
You know what?
And he swept that floor, man. He didn't have to do that.
Yep. Dude.
And still would go and throw a friend under the bus.
Why? I'm, dude,
the friend the whole time is saying he's going to throw him under the bus.
Yeah. No, he didn't.
Yo, I got,
no, he didn't.
I got fire.
I didn't say that once.
He didn't say it once.
Are you, dude, bro?
He said you.
I never said that.
Just like my grandpa used to say.
Yeah.
Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Stan and Haney. We'll have the audio grab bag for you in just a second. Later on today, Broadway Joe is going to tell you who's going to win Super Bowl 53. His final appearance of the year.
This Carnival of Soul is cool, man.
Yeah, it's good. So let me ask you something, Dave.
Yeah, buddy.
Just, you know, I don't want to have it brought up later on or anybody questioning your abilities.
Mm.
We know that you promised people shout-outs on the show, your show today.
Yeah, my show.
Also, I understand, and I guess it hasn't been posted yet, because a lot of it's going to probably have to be cleaned up. But I guess when they were doing this big moving thing.
And the entire band Carnival of Soul was with you moving this thing, Dave? Because I know you were in charge of it. But
yeah.
No.
Were you in charge?
No, man.
Because
Dave used to work for a moving company, yeah, and everybody else was an amateur.
Right. Well, you're also, I guess, we're in charge of the video then, too, right?
No. Why would I be in charge of a video? A
couple of people have seen the video and said to me, have you seen the video of the console being moved? I said, no.
They made a video of the console being moved?
Yeah, I guess to post eventually on social media and stuff, and that you had to take over hosting it.
Did
and
I?
That you were in complete control
okay,
of that,
well,
too.
Then let me just
yes
tell
or no?
I'm very
this is news to me, Dave.
Well,
were you aware of this?
I wasn't aware I was being filmed, I don't think, but let me just tell you.
You weren't aware you were being filmed.
I am a very talented man, so somebody's got to take control.
Menial labor.
You know what, Stan? Stop it. The man is a superstar. It's just people don't realize it yet.
What superstar?
Him.
Him?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
He's got charisma plus.
Charisma plus. Stupidity plus.
I get the job done, idiot. Son.
Idiot. Grab bag.
You'll learn.
Yep.
Well, I will say this.
Yep. What?
Come here for a second before you do the grab bag. Just one second.
Okay. What?
Because somehow he runs across people. Look at the album cover for Carnival of Soul.
Excuse me, Your Majesty.
Oh.
Look at
that. Very Molly Hatchet-like.
Yes. It's the same guy.
It's the guy. The guy did it for him.
Yeah. That's good. They're successful. Grab bag brought to you by.
And they listen to us?
Yeah, man.
They listen to Dave.
No, they listen to you guys.
It's Dave.
Oh, come on.
That's what I heard.
Okay, Stan.
Well, I was going to thank him for listening, but maybe that would be Dave's job.
Yep.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
A little shout out.
Thanks,
guys. Yeah.
Jamming out to the show, man. Really appreciate it.
Right on. Good job, Dave.
No problem.
I'm going to lose my mind.
And you keep threatening.
No.
Yeah. Can I say, and I've heard this from multiple people, I didn't know that there are seasons. I thought you just pick a date like I'm doing. But there is wedding season, and there is also a bridal season.
Really?
Right now, yeah. I'm told right now, there's a lot of expos for dresses and near maids of honor dresses, and then it moves into wedding season. And I said, what a bunch of crap. I got a better idea.
Wedding season is months away. Bridal fairs are coming soon. But this weekend, join us for the Divorce Fair. The Divorce Fair, filled with all the things you'll need for the breaking of your bond. Lawyers on hand drooling to make money from your mismanaged matrimony. Area banks ready to put an instant hold on your accounts, and dead flowers that can be sent to your ex the day you're divorced.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
as final. Free seminars like Wedding Gown and Pictures, Toss or Keep, Bouncing Back After She Takes Your Truck, Losing Friends Since You're No Longer a Couple, and Are You Just Keeping the Dog Out of Spite? The Divorce Fair. Come by even if you're only considering divorce. And really, who isn't? Plus, it's a great place to meet new singles. The Divorce Fair this weekend. Because even people at your wedding knew you two weren't going to make it.
You know, women are the problem, Stan.
Yeah.
Women truly believe. And you know what? For men alike, isn't it a wonderful time when you meet someone new and in the immediate, you know, say 6 weeks following, they are like a drug to you?
Yeah.
I don't know that women have been instructed that that's not sustainable.
They think it is.
That, you know, after you've been married for 20 years, it's not supposed to feel like that anymore.
No. Your companions.
And so you can then, from the lady's point of view, it's something wrong with their husband of, 20-some-odd years. And then they decide to get in shape and go to the gym. And they meet someone that will tell them anything they want to hear.
Yep.
Oh, he gave me flowers.
Yep.
Yeah, he gave you flowers. The other guy gave you a roof over your head, kids, buried your mother. So yeah. Go ahead, yeah. Find somebody that doesn't have all that baggage attached to him. Yeah. It's your baggage.
It's cold, Michigan, the sub-zero temperatures. So why not, if you're a news person, do a piece from Hell, Michigan?
I am so going to hell to find out how cold it is there today.
I'm standing on one of the lakes in hell. So yeah, not only is it a cold day in hell, hell has frozen over.
Yeah. It's a brutal day in hell. It's colder than hell. Must be the Lions are in the Super Bowl because hell's froze over.
Our Wi-Fi password is go to hell. So when people ask, what's your Wi-Fi? Go to hell.
Never say when hell freezes over because hell has froze over.
We love it down here. You know, we feel like we got our own little slice of hell.
Stay warm, guys.
Yeah. What a great news piece. Fluff.
We did that in, what, 93?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Good to know hell is still alive and well.
Saw this.
You know, and AC/DC wrote a song about it. Hell ain't a bad place to be. No.
And rock and roll ain't noise pollution.
That's also true with nothing at all to do with it, but yes, absolutely. Yes, sir. You are correct, sir.
Dateline Lehigh Acres. Saw this story in the paper. Guess it's making the rounds. A 14-year-old girl in Lehigh Acres ordered a pizza to her neighbor's house this past Wednesday. She's trouble.
So this was a prank?
She stole the delivery guy's car so she could see her boyfriend.
A 14-year-old.
Yes. She stole the delivery guy's car so she could see her boyfriend. She's been picked up. Her dad is upset because she only had to stay in jail. She's a minor. She only had to stay in jail for 4 hours. Dad from Lehigh Acres, thinks she needs to be locked up longer. Why?
Because she thinks it's a joke.
Yep. And he believes this isn't a one-time thing. She'll do it again.
Mm-hmm.
Lehigh Acres, everybody.
I woke up to a phone call that she ordered a pizza and took off with her car. She just stole a pizza man's car. I sent the cop text messages of her and her boyfriend talking about robbing people and all that. She needs that and jail.
Do you think she'll commit another crime?
Absolutely. Absolutely. No doubt about it. She's going to because she's on the wrong track and nothing's being done.
Well, just wait 4 more years, Dave. You can look her up.
Dave just brings happiness.
That's right.
Wherever he goes. And do you know what somebody said to him last night?
What?
They said, you know what, Dave? I am so happy to meet you. I don't mean to be rude, but I'm so excited. I've got to pick up my phone right now and call my flute player and tell him I'm standing here with you.
Is that what happened?
Yeah.
Actually, yeah.
You're a star, man.
And I guess the flute player's on the other end of the phone going, oh, Jesus, it's really Dave the Waterman? Yes. Yes, it is. It's him.
Yeah. What can I say, boys?
Dave can stay with you then. You know what? Maybe do that with all your fans. Spend one night at their place. That way you can always have a roof over your head.
They're all like, man, I can't believe the Waterman's here.
Yeah.
Funny.
Amazing.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
What a life, Dave.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
What a life.
Tough being a celebrity, buddy.
This is real. Kraft makes a line of frozen dinners called Devour. And they have been running an ad about food porn on Pornhub. They're going to show an edited version of it on the Super Bowl, because you can't say porn, I guess, in a Super Bowl ad.
Why?
I don't know.
My boyfriend is addicted to frozen food porn. He watches it at least 2 to 3 times a day. Maybe more. The other day, I found his hidden stash. This addiction has turned him into a 3-minute man. I tried to spice things up, but it didn't really work. He's doing it as much at work as he is at home. Now we are into amateur food videos.
It's so hot.
This addiction can happen to anyone. It's hard to resist.
Absolute Law text line. Stan, I've been listening to you guys since the Joe days. I am honored to get razzed by you guys. Haney, love your tunes and the beautiful old black lady voice. Thanks, guys. I'll be listening for many years to come. Signed, Dion, Carnivorous Soul.
Oh, rock on, yeah. Dion!
Yeah.
I gotta find out more about that album cover, man, because that is something.
That is bitching, man.
Haney, I'm concerned that you don't hear a lot of sounds because your mid-range hearing is gone.
Well, it's my high end, really.
No, remember when we did it? It's the high and low end you can hear. That you pick up on that when they did the hearing test.
Oh, you're
it's
right.
In the mid-range, you're deaf.
What it is, the high end is it's painful to me
I just don't want this to hurt you. Tell me if it does. Because this is, a lot of people are complaining, but the 7-Eleven is a business and they've got to keep customers.
It is. It's a business.
There's a 7-Eleven in Portland, Oregon that has had problems with loitering bums, drug use, homelessness, people there doing the drugs and boozing. Their solution? To play a constant, annoying, high-pitched tone to drive them away. It's not going to bother you if you go in and want to get some snack or a pack of smokes or
big
something.
Big gulp.
Big gulp. But if you're there just to hang out and sit on the curb, smoke, do drugs, it's going to get annoying after a while. The only problem is people in the neighborhood have just about had enough, but they want the loitering to stop. So this was their solution.
I come in here about 6:45 in the morning.
Almost every day?
Almost every day. Some of them are sleeping, some of them are just smoking cigarettes, and some of them are smoking other things.
It kind of makes my jaw hurt, and it's just a high-pitched sound that is really annoying. There's frequencies that could damage people, like hurt people.
It just feels offensive slightly, because I just don't think you should treat people like insects, but, you know, something's got to be done.
Yep, especially if they're on my private property. I got a business to run. I could see it now. If I had my own 7-Eleven or Stan Stop and Pick, and he'd be in the parking lot and I'd have to run him off.
Dude, come on, man. He's just taking a break. He's going to go back to stocking the beer cooler.
And stealing from me.
And you know what he won't let you ever forget about? Dude, we should have a pinball machine.
Yeah.
Oh, bro.
Let me tell you. Let me tell you.
Yeah, and Pac-Man.
Some of the greatest times of my life were spent at one particular 7-Eleven. I bet you can guess where it is, Stan. You've seen it. You've been there.
Where?
Right there at the intersection as you go over the bridge.
Yeah.
The Black Knight pinball machine was right in there. And I really enjoyed it. And I'd play pinball. Somebody else put in some quarters. I'd go out and smoke on the curb.
Hell yeah.
Drama in Chicago. Five cops had to save a guy and his dog in Lake Michigan on Sunday. And they just released the body cam footage. They had to form a human chain to pull him out after he went into the freezing water to rescue his dog.
Pull yourself up. We got you.
Get him over there. He's got him. All right, Kenny, we got you. We got you. Keep it. Give me your hand. Push. Push.
Pull yourself up.
Push, man.
I barely can.
Come on.
Hold me. Hold me.
You got this.
Hold me. Hold me. There we go. You're good. You're good.
Come on.
You're good. You're good.
Thank you so much.
You're good, dude. You're good. He's good. He's good.
Everybody,
come on.
Come on.
We got him out.
Come on.
Just take a breather.
Oh, my God.
Take a breath.
Oh, my gosh.
You're good, man. You're good.
Oh, my gosh.
He's out of the water. Have a seat, man. Have a seat. Just sit, man. Just sit.
Thank you.
He's soaked through, obviously. Where's the dog? Go put the dog in the car, too. Here, want to give him the dog?
Yeah.
Give him the dog. Give him the dog right in his lap. Start the car. Crank the heat. Oh, man. We're all good.
There. Everybody's fine. The cops did their job. So that's good. Oh. Some traditions never die, and I swear to God they listen to us. They listen to us every single day, the big shows.
Well, you're talking about stealing?
Yeah. The Tonight Show last night.
It is cold! How cold is it?
It is so cold, Ariana Grande got a Japanese tattoo that means tiny space heater. I mean, it's cold!
How cold is it?
It is so cold, Canadian geese are wearing Canada Goose jackets.
I mean, it's cold! How cold is it?
It is so cold, Trump is actually enjoying being burned by Nancy Pelosi. That's it.
You're welcome. You're welcome. You're welcome. You know, there's got to be a wall on the border, and Trump knows this. He doesn't care what you call it.
We don't use the word wall necessarily.
We'll call it a barrier instead of a wall.
The barrier, the wall. Call it whatever you want.
I don't care what you call it.
You can call it a barrier,
whatever they'd like to call it. I'll call it whatever they want.
A steel wall, or you could call it a steel fence,
or a slat fence.
They can name it Peaches.
Peaches.
Yeah.
Fine.
Grab bag brought to you by the Pewter Mug North. When we come back, we'll open up the phones. We'll find out who Dave wants to give a shout out to.
Hell yeah.
We'll be back. Stan and Haney. 96 K Rock.
Beautiful beaches, world-class golf, and all the five-star amenities you've come to expect from the only radio show you can truly trust with all your financial retirement needs. Okay, that's for Collier. Let's do Lee. We can readily recommend a full-service bail bonds agency with over 50 years of experience. On call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Or we could just go with, thanks for listening, Suncoast Estates. And we didn't forget you, Pine Manor. Essay or Holmes, whichever you prefer. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. You want to talk to us? Maybe pick up a prize if I have a prize sheet? 239-277-9600. I'll be glad to talk to you because Dave's here today. You know what? Mm. We get so many vicious texts about you.
Yeah.
And I heard somebody say it a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I say this, the phone lines are open because it is only the coward that says cruel things behind the veil of a typewriter.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, you know, you can type out everything and say all you want to Dave, Why don't you say it to him right there where he can hear
Damn
your words?
Right.
Oh, hell yeah.
277.
Text line tough guy, Stan.
Yep. 277-9600.
Hey, did you bring your good slide whistle in from the car?
It's in the car. I can bring it in next break.
All right. Bring it in next break.
By the way, coming up in about 25 minutes from Atlanta, where the Super Bowl will be this Sunday, Ryan Ulrey will be joining us. He is a manufacturing engineer for Wilson Footballs. He's the one that engineers and makes those balls, and he's going to be coming on talking about basically how many footballs are going to be used, the design of the
right.
football.
And how much your football is worth.
How much mine is worth, how they're inflated for Tom Brady. Make sure that they're at full capacity. I don't know, what is it, 11 to 14 pounds? I don't know. Find out what's going on.
It's a range.
It's a range.
Yeah.
And do they give
PSI?
Are the Patriot footballs at a lower PSI than, say, the Rams will be?
That's, well, it's working for me. Hey, you know, I hate to ask it, but you feeling indulgent today?
What?
Dave, you feel like rocking out?
Absolutely.
Stan, do you mind if I rock out a little bit?
Kick ass, kick
Let's
ass.
Do it, man.
Shut up.
You shut up.
Yeah, you know what? You're fake.
Let's rock.
Oh, this is heavy stuff.
I was just feeling, just wanted to kick it one time.
Hell yeah. It's building, Stan.
You're building on my nerves.
With you inside my
Yeah.
And in my dreams,
Lionel.
I've kissed your lips a thousand times.
You hear that noise?
Oh, yeah.
I sometimes see you pass outside my door.
Oh, do it, Lionel.
Hello. Is it me you're looking for?
Yes.
I can see it in your eyes. I can see it in your smile.
Oh, hell yeah.
You're all I've ever wanted. And my arms are open wide. Cause you know just what to say.
Dateline Cape Coral.
You know just what to
from
say.
The local beat.
And I want to tell you
this
so
is,
much.
This might be near where you live, Dave.
Right down the street from Dave's
yeah,
house?
Probably around the corner.
Dateline Cape Coral. This is bad. And dangerous. Mm. Thanks to NBC2. A driver at a busy Cape Coral intersection pointed a gun at a pedestrian while a school bus was dropping off students nearby. This is 69-year-old Dale Jameson started yelling at the pedestrian who was walking in the northbound lane of Northwest 15th Place.
Oh, yeah, that's right down the street.
Right
yeah,
down the street
right around the corner.
Officers said Jameson allegedly told the victim not to walk in the middle of the road. As Jameson began to leave, police said the victim shouted, "That was rude." That prompted Jameson to stop his truck to wait for the pedestrian to walk by. Officers described that's when he pulled out a handgun.
Oh, hell yeah.
Pointed it out of his window at the victim before quickly driving away.
What is wrong with people?
I don't know. Cape Coral. It all happened just before 3:45 p.m. shortly after schools let out. Police said a school bus was dropping students off just 50 feet away from the altercation. And there were a number of witnesses that saw Jameson pull the gun at the pedestrian. Officers say they were able to find Jameson later at his home where he was doing yard work.
Yeah, that's always good.
Yeah, he was doing yard work. Police were easily able to go and confiscate his gun while he was doing the yard work because it was loaded and holstered in his waistband.
Well, responsible.
He was taken into custody and booked on recommended charges of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, and reckless exhibition of a firearm. What is your problem?
You know what, Stan? I may have gone too far with this. because I mean, this is really heavy stuff.
Yeah, it is.
I apologize if that rocked too hard for you. Maybe I should back off and just play some ballads.
Yeah.
You think?
Yeah, I think you should.
This more adult contemporary.
A little bit more.
Yeah.
You know, then that heavy stuff. Here we go.
Yeah. We'll slow down, play some softer stuff for you.
Now you're talking.
You're listening to 96.1, the best in soft hit music, the adult contemporary ballad station.
Absolute law text line. Guys, I'm 36 years old. Or, I'm sorry, 38 years old. About 8 years younger than you. I have 3 kids at home. Sometimes I wish I was born 60 years ago.
No kidding.
This world is scary.
It is.
It really is.
I'm serious, Stan. Over in the Cape, you can't go literally a day without hearing the helicopters. And
oh, it's not just the Cape. It's every night.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
All over Lee County.
It's crazy, man. And the police, constant, all night. Always going somewhere.
I know where they wind up a few times.
Yeah, bruh.
You know what? You got the wrong
part of the problem.
No, he's not.
No,
he
man.
Is.
Dave is like their huggy bear. They know they can talk to him.
Oh, yeah, because he's a narc.
Yep. For a long time.
God. We did that to him one time.
That's terrible.
Remember in the morning days when before he left, he just walked out, we went and I said I could get any piece of information out of him.
Yes.
And he was outside with you and you told him something and you said, do not tell Stan.
He can't help it.
And then he came in here. And I said, Manny told you something, didn't he? Well, yeah. Well, what did he tell you? It took about no more than 3 minutes to get the whole thing out and a bunch of added stuff.
Uh-huh.
I do not understand why people ask Dave to do things he's not good at. I think Dave would be the first person to tell you, if you want to keep a secret, don't tell me,
bro. Don't tell him. Don't just tell him.
Yeah, bro.
Because you can't help it.
I don't need
it. If you
it.
Want to have a conversation with your friends, don't have him around. Because if he's not part
about?
Of it, he'll still pick up the information
I
and
stand
spread it.
There and nod my head.
If I tell you something, Dave, I just assume it's being broadcast.
Yep.
And I think that's how everybody should be with you.
Yep. Just assume everybody's going to know about it.
Okay.
Do you deny it?
I'm not denying it.
It's like something you can't help.
It's just, yeah, hey.
If you know something, you've got to spread it.
Come on. Come on.
Why?
So what do you got?
No, why?
Why what?
Why do you do that?
Because he can't help it. It's a compulsion.
Jeez, man.
You know, a junior needed your help yesterday, but the first thing you do when
I
you leave there
him.
Is you tell
Haney
everything
me?
That happened.
But that's what he's made of.
I went over to Haney's to drop off chimichangas, bro, and we sat down and had a conversation. How was your night? You get the board done? Yeah, man. No, we got the board done. And
then how did the whole thing about Junior being out of shape and sweating come up?
Oh, my God. That's
just he was red.
That's a big... He wasn't sweating. And Junior knows I actually said it to him, didn't I?
How about the promising of the shout-outs?
Did I not? Did I not say that to you? I said, dude, you're looking a little bit red, man. You all right? Did I not?
Yeah, you did say that.
No, I was concerned.
And you didn't appreciate it, did you?
No. Now Dave's face is turning red.
Come on.
Yeah, your face is... Yeah. You know what? It turns when you're caught in a lie.
Why are you upset
about...
What are you upset about shout-outs? If you met somebody as cool as Dino from Carnivorous Souls...
Yeah, Dion from Carnivorous Soul. Right on, brother. I'm glad you listened to the Dave show.
Yeah, dude.
You would want to give him a shout-out.
Yeah. Dave show right there.
Good
I'm
going to
give you a shout out on my show.
He's sorry, Stan, that you're so jealous of my coolness, man. You know?
But everybody has their weakness, and I think you would agree. If you want to keep a secret, don't tell Dave.
No.
I don't want to know.
Yeah, you do.
No,
I
don't.
Because it gives you something to talk about.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you like that.
Oh,
because
God, man. Are we going to beat this dead horse again?
No.
No, it's not a dead horse. No. What I'm trying to do is protect you from stuff.
Yourself.
What we got to do is accentuate your strengths and stay away from your weaknesses.
Yeah.
And that's one of your weaknesses is repeating stuff.
Blabbermouth.
I just want to rock, man.
96.1 K-Rock presents The Dave Show. Now, here's Dave.
Woo! Yeah. Thanks, everybody.
You feel better now? That's all yours.
Yeah, thank you, Stan. Thank you. Oh, I got to tell you, man.
I got to tell you.
No, seriously.
See, what does that mean,
again.
Stan?
That means his wheels are spinning and he's trying to think of something to say.
No, I was going to say, I thought you
said it was a lie.
Be honest with you, man. I had a very successful evening last night. Yeah. We got the,
How's it going with your girlfriend? How's it going with your girlfriend?
Why do you want to use those words, man?
She is. You met her and you said that she's... No, that's not true, man.
That doesn't mean I've got a girlfriend,
Stan. Picks or it didn't happen.
Okay. Doesn't mean I got a girlfriend, Stan.
What didn't happen?
Picks or it didn't happen.
Picks or it didn't happen.
He's not a millennial. Yet to see it. He doesn't play by those rules.
What are you? Seriously, what are you? You act like a 17-year-old.
No, I don't.
But yet you're 44. Well, you said she's only in town for about a week. You're going to gobble up as much of that as you can.
Absolutely.
So how's it been?
Good, man. I'm going to leave it at that, man. You know, I don't want her, if she's listening, I don't know.
Why would she be listening? Yeah. She's out of town.
Who knows, man?
She said he's got a chance.
And you didn't tell her anything about the radio?
Hell no. You kidding me? That'd ruin it.
Yep. You did tell her about it, didn't you?
No way.
Admit it.
Maybe somebody at the bar knew, but he didn't tell her.
Somebody at the bar might have known and let her know.
He's turning a little red again.
Yep. No way.
Let me tell you.
Very funny.
All right, we got to take a break.
No way.
Let me tell you.
Shut up, man.
And that there's another fallback.
Are you kidding me?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, man.
Stan and Haney.
Jealous.
Not really.
Obviously.
Not really.
I'm telling
96.
You, man.
K-Rock.
I'm sure Stan and Haney have a really funny joke coming up, right, guys?
Never.
Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us this afternoon. About 30 minutes away from your first look at traffic news headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer, about 25 minutes from the 4 o'clock safe word.
So I'm thinking, really, the responsibility lies with the person that told Dave something in confidence.
Yep. Don't do it.
It's not Dave's fault.
Nope, that he blabs.
Because you know that.
Yeah.
And if you tell him something, you should just assume... And that way, Dave doesn't get the heat, right, Dave?
That's right.
Yeah, no, Dave's completely blameless. This Sunday, Super Bowl 53 in Atlanta. And for the, I believe, 53rd time, they're going to be playing that game with official NFL Wilson footballs. And in Atlanta right now, at the NFL Experience is Ryan Ulrey, manufacturing engineer for Wilson. Ryan, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Doing good. How are things there around the festivities of the Super Bowl?
You know, it's starting to pick up a little bit here as we get closer to the game time and all the fans from out of state are coming in. So it's starting to get a little busy.
Ryan, I got to ask you, with Wilson, how many years have you been a manufacturing engineer for the company?
So I've been with Wilson for going on 13 years. So
nice job.
Oh, very nice job. So you know the Wilson football pretty well then. You know how it's made. You know how it's inflated. You know how many they're going to be. For this Super Bowl 53, Haney and I, my partner, we were kicking around. Is there a new ball that is?
I was thinking it was like they must do it every play or something because they're so valuable.
There's a new football in, or how many footballs are actually going to be used on Sunday?
So we start producing the game balls for the teams that are going to play in the game the night of the AFC and NFC championship game. So we actually have a crew at the factory, and as soon as the AFC championship game was over, we started producing the game balls for the two teams. So we created
now, why do you wait until the last minute? Is it different teams have different specs or?
So if you see a NFL or Super Bowl game ball, they actually have the two teams' names on the ball that are in the game.
Yeah.
So okay.
Your normal game ball throughout the season does not have that. So they're just a generic ball, whereas the Super Bowl ball have each team. So we have to wait until the very last minute to be able to
produce
those.
And then everybody at Wilson gets overtime to get as many footballs made as they can.
So, yeah, we bring in a crew at night, and like I said, we watch the game together, and then as soon as the game's over, we start cranking away at them. And so we make 108 balls for both teams. So we made 108 balls to go to the Patriots, and we made 108 balls to go to the Rams.
Now, do they make sure, do the teams make sure, because are both
logos on the ball, yeah, or just one?
What happens is, when we send the balls to the Patriots, we actually put a small Patriot logo on the ball, and we'll put the Rams logo on the other on their balls.
I also want to.
Both teams would have their own football.
I want to ask you about that, because even during the regular season, we'll have sometimes where somebody we'll do a promotion and we're going to give away an NFL game ball, just a regular game ball. But then sometimes if we're dealing, because we deal with the Miami Dolphins down here, you'll get an NFL game ball and you'll see stamped on the football, Miami Dolphins or Dolphins. That is actually their football.
Correct, and that's kind of the one thing that you can really tell the difference between a retail football and an actual team football is that decal or that logo on the ball. And that's kind of how we determine that.
Now, with 108 footballs going to each team, do they make sure that they play all 108 of them, or is that just in case?
So what we're told is that they take, typically they'll take the 54 best ones that they like, and they'll break those in really well and get those ready for the game. And then the other 54 just go to the kickers and for practice leading up to, and also then to get for promo use or things like that.
So who actually owns the football?
So the footballs, to my knowledge, the teams do, because we make them, ship them to the teams, and I believe they're in their possession.
So if I play for the Rams and I intercept Tom Brady, that's a Patriot football that I've returned for a touchdown. I'm assuming they'd let him keep it.
You know, I'm not actually sure how that works, to be honest with you. I'm not sure if the equipment managers get together after those things happen and figure out how to handle that. I know the teams are very possessive of their game balls because they spend a lot of time getting them ready for their quarterback.
Now, and now, Ryan, I don't know if you're even old enough or if Wilson has any story on this, but the first four Super Bowls that were played, the NFL had the Wilson Duke, and the AFL had a Spalding football, and they would have to interchange the brand of football so that if the Packers had the ball, they would be using the Wilson Duke, and if the Kansas City Chiefs, who played in the first Super Bowl, they'd be using the Spalding ball, and that had to be absolutely crazy.
Yeah, and that would be very confusing, but I'm just glad that the Packers were the ones that won that when they were playing with our Wilson ball.
You're absolutely right. Also, solve a little mystery for me, because if you look at the football games in the NFL in the 50s and the 60s, they were playing with the Duke. And then I guess during the 70s, the name went away, and then probably about, 10 years ago, you brought the Duke back into NFL play. What's the story behind that?
So that was the league and Wilson getting together, and the league wanted to honor Wellington Mara.
Right, for the Giants.
The historic owner of the Giants. And when he had passed, they wanted to put that back on the ball in his honor for what he had done for the game of football. So we created the new design for the ball. Well, the NFL created design with us, and we were able to then put the Duke back on the ball. So it's a lot of our older fans in the league, I think, see that and remember it, and I think it's pretty cool.
Absolutely. We're talking to Ryan Ulrey, manufacturing engineer for Wilson Footballs at the NFL Experience in Atlanta right now, as Wilson will once again be having the game ball for the Super Bowl. Solve a couple of other things for me, if you can.
Okay.
We were talking about it yesterday, and this kind of goes to the fact of a football that I just got on the internet. Super Bowl, it was the 1974 Super Bowl, the Dolphins and the Minnesota Vikings. Okay. I look at the old photographs. I was just online looking at the NFL photographs of that Super Bowl. The NFL game ball had a white stripe on it, and I have not seen...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
In years, I didn't even know that Wilson had put a white stripe on an NFL football, and there it is in the Super Bowl. The white stripes on the corners.
Yeah, and you know we actually still make reproductions of the old Super Bowl footballs that we do sell, and we do make the new we still create them with that half stripe on the ball. It was very unique, and honestly, I have never got a good answer on that. Why they did that for the that just couple year span there?
Yeah.
The stripes initially, I mean, were put on the ball to help with visibility, so that you know the receivers could see the ball flying through the air when the stadiums weren't as well lit back in the days, where you know your high school fields, and that's one of the reasons why high schools have the stripe on their ball was for visibility purposes. But, so I'm not sure.
But that season, it was played in the daytime, and it had the white stripe. Yeah. I always wondered why Wilson put him on that season, or why the NFL wanted to do it, and why it was taken off.
Yeah, because it was very short-lived, obviously.
It was, and it's so cool looking at like Larry Zonka carrying the NFL Wilson football, and it's got the half white stripes on it. And I'm like, they don't make them like that anymore.
No.
That was the other thing with the football that I found. I was told, and I guess it's not available to the general public, there is a code that is stamped onto every football, Wilson football, that is NFL ball, that actually tells you when it was made. Is that true?
Yeah. Yeah, it's the what we call it, we refer to it as a date code. So it's the manufacture date of the ball. So every ball that we make, the time that it's stamped, we put that on there, and that is really used mainly for like warranty information. So if you were to have a problem, you're able to reach out to us, and we're able to find out when it was manufactured so we can help get it repaired.
All right, I'm reaching out to you. I bought on the internet a Pete Rozelle NFL football. It's the real deal. Has the half stripes on it, and it even has the code on it, and the code is KN.
Okay. So here's the thing. The really old footballs back in the 60s, 70s, and even into the 80s, Wilson had several, at the factory, had several different variations of date codes over the years. And we have a really tough time dating balls prior to about 1990. After 1990, we have a very uniform system. It's real easy for me to tell you exactly when it was manufactured. But I would have to do some more research and do some comparisons to other balls back at the shop to be able to get you an exact date and year.
So would you be able to do that for me?
I would love to do that for you if you want to get me a picture of the ball and
I'll be glad to do
some digging.
Yeah, because I saw
this. So what do you want to know about it?
I want to know if, in fact, it is a NFL Wilson game ball from that year that Wilson made them
with the
half stripes.
So going back that far, did they put logos on the ball back then?
They did not do that back that long ago. The logos have only been on the balls for, I think, 5 or 6 years now.
Yeah. And I know back then you had the NFL logo on them.
Yeah.
And then you had Pete Rozelle's
signature. Yeah, you've always had the shield.
On one side. Yeah. And it wasn't the NFL shield. It was the logo, the font of the NFL.
Yeah, okay. You have the script.
And then it had Pete Rozelle on one side, and it said commissioner. And then I think on the other side it said official or something. I'll send you the picture.
Yeah. And no, I'd love to.
And I'm
to do some research.
Fascinated by it.
Yeah.
And I know that there's that code that you were talking about.
Yep.
Nobody knows what that code means.
He doesn't
know. Except the people at Wilson.
There were some changes over the years in the factory, and some of that got a little lost. Like I said, prior to 90, we have certain reference points. So I can do some digging, though. It's not quite as straightforward as it is current day.
Well, you know, it is really amazing because we've grown up with the NFL and watching. I guess it's just taken so much more seriously now because you look back at some of the practices that they had, you know, in the 60s and 70s, they were just playing fast and loose. And at that point, the NFL was, okay, a half hour before kickoff, you got a kickoff show, then you got the game. That was it for the week, other than then you had Monday Night Football and the highlights, and now it's saturated 24/7 on multiple platforms.
Yeah, I mean, I think that the fan base in the NFL is pretty much unrivaled. I think that the we're here at the experience, and there's tens of thousands of people, you know, coming around, and they just, and at our booth, we're actually making footballs live for
people.
Hold
it, you're making them there?
Yeah, we have four of the main operations where we're sewing the balls. We turn them, lace them, and mold them, and we're able to actually make balls right here on site, finish balls so that people can see some of the processes. And
that's amazing. And they're not made out of pig skin.
No, they're genuine cowhide. The Midwest cows.
Now, here's something that, and I know Wilson obviously makes college-level footballs. They've done a lot of footballs for other leagues. When I was in college, the USFL was around, and you were the official ball maker for the USFL. And I still remember that the advertising that Wilson did in the magazines and the programs for that league's game ball was that it was a different colored cowhide that was used, that the NFL ball was much darker, that the USFL assigned Wilson to make them a lighter colored cowhide to use to distinguish it. I mean, you guys have done footballs for a lot of professional leagues.
Yeah, We're the official ball in, I believe, around 30 different states for high school. We're the official ball of the NCAA. So, and then we're also obviously the official ball of the NFL, the CFL, the Canadian Football League. And we also make balls for a couple of professional leagues in Japan and then several other leagues in Europe.
Awesome.
So, correct me if I'm wrong, with different specifications.
Yeah, so we make mainly about five different sizes of football. So you have three youth sizes, and then we have mainly two adult size of football, and they are our pro cut, which would be your NFL. And then we have slightly smaller, which is kind of on the bottom end of the spec for colleges and high schools.
And that's another thing. You get those star quarterbacks that have played college ball, and that's the first thing they'll tell you about their rookie season, getting used to the NFL ball.
Yep, and a lot of the colleges play with a slightly smaller football. It's a little bit, they're actually the same length. They're, the NFL ball is a little bit fatter across the center circumference. So it's a little bit fatter in the middle, so you got to have a little bit bigger hands.
Wow. Well, hey, you know what? I wish you guys the best of luck. I'm going to send you a picture of that ball, and any info you can give to me, Ryan, would be greatly appreciated.
No, that's great. We'll do some research for you.
Appreciate it. It's Super Bowl 53 this Sunday in Atlanta. We got Ryan Ulrey down at the Super Bowl Experience in Atlanta. He is a manufacturing engineer for Wilson. And Ryan, thank you for all the info.
Hey, no problem, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Bye, Ryan.
Bye.
Yeah, he knows his stuff.
Yeah, he sure does.
You got to know that that kind of stuff. And that if you've ever, and we've heard quarterbacks talk about it because they have to really, it's a completely different football. You go down and you pick up a college ball and you're like, man, I can wing this thing. Mm-hmm. I can shoot bullets with. Then go pick up an NFL football. Mm-hmm. It's a little bit different, a little bit harder to throw. And it's a whole different feel.
We all remember that from being kids, you know. You wing that Nerf ball around all you want. You bring out the Duke. Grip's a little different.
Yes, sir. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back. We're Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
The most heard of, unlistened to show in Southwest Florida.
Who are these f***ing guys?
Stan and Haney.
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. It's Friday. You still got about 9 minutes to get the 4 o'clock safe word in. The safe word for 4 o'clock. Still plenty of time to do it. Radio. R-A-D-I-O. Radio. Enter it right now at 96krock.com, on the K-Rock app, on your mobile device. One multi-market winner will hit the G-spot. You'll be called back. If it's you, $1,000. Radio. Radio. Also, I want to point out, and these are great, another Cape Bite Night coming. Those are fun to go to.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be on Saturday the 9th for a bike night downtown Cape Coral. Live music from Chain Reaction, the ultimate Journey tribute band. Plus food, vendors, beer, and more. It's brought to you by the Cape Coral Department of Parks and Rec and us here at 96K-Rock. I just got a text.
Oh, you did?
And if anybody knows anything about it, because now my curiosity is up, Absolute Law text line. Stan, are there any politicians in town?
Yes.
Two fighter jets just blasted through in Fort Myers. Tree level. Came out of nowhere. You know?
I just read something that they're doing a bomb testing over in Ocala. The Navy.
Bomb testing.
Yeah, they're dropping bombs.
Navy.
Yep.
Jets. That's Air Force, isn't it?
No, Navy has a lot of jets.
Yeah. And where are they doing this?
Over in Ocala.
That's horse country.
Ocala National Forest.
Because, you know, you've got Tampa's got all kinds of bases. Pensacola.
Yeah. He said tree level. Came out of nowhere.
Oh, Pine Castle Range Complex. It's in Central Florida, Ocala National Forest. It's good. The exercises are from Thursday until Monday, 9 a.m. to 11 p.m. each day, I think.
There's been a lot of talk lately, and especially Cape Coral, not so much jets or fighter bombers, but a lot of helicopter traffic.
Yeah, we were talking about that earlier. Well, they're the ones with the big spotlights on them.
But it seems like they're always in the air.
Yep.
Yeah.
And another thing that this weather is doing that's driving me nuts.
What?
Because it has gotten so friggin' cold here, and now you have a day like today where everything's nice
it's
again.
Beautiful.
You know what it does?
It drives my sinuses nuts.
It makes the love bugs think that it's spring.
Oh, sure.
And it's happened like two or three times now where we have a cold snap. And then it warms up radically, and they're out. Hey, look, it's spring. Look at me.
We're just out by the door. They're swarming all over the place.
Yep.
Now, you seemed, because as Haney was trying to explain the helicopters, you kept on.
Yeah, yeah.
You know more
because
about
I
this
live
than
in,
he does?
Well, I live in the Cape, Stan. And
didn't you have a friend who said he saw specifically military helicopters?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, I do.
Yes.
I have a buddy that specifically...
Yes.
Shut up, man. I have a buddy that specifically saw three helicopters. Two of them were blacked out, and one had its lights on. And they were at treetop.
You know, watch out, Die Hard. Battery will go dead.
I wonder if we're at the point now, I don't know if it's the sheriff's department or what, where they just always keep choppers in the air now?
I think so. Yeah.
Just constantly?
Yeah. Now, I don't know which way it is. I know a local TV station will use the services of a police chopper when they do their traffic stuff. And it had been going on that there was a kind of a lease agreement with being able to use the helicopter so that they can give you, I don't know what they call it, the live eye.
Yeah, some sort of BS.
So they're flying around. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home. It's Friday. That means I get the day off and you get a comprehensive traffic update from Dave.
Hell yeah.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
Woo! It's Jesus. Friday, boys.
Just snap out of it.
I'm telling you, man. It's almost quitting time for a lot of people, man. They're ready to go out and party. All right, man.
What about you?
No, dude. I'm laying low. All right, we got a couple crashes to report. First one, Fort Myers, we got a crash. 15,000 block of South Tamiami Trail at Electronics Lane, so be on the lookout for that there. And our second crash, Bonita Springs at Bonita Beach Road, right in front of the Circle K. That'll do traffic. Another update, 30 minutes.
All right, thank you, Dave. Spot on as usual. Coming up in less than 1 hour, it will be the newscast. I can't keep a straight face.
That's great.
Coming up will be the newscast of record. Shut up.
Hey. Get a hold of your lips.
Let me tell you. Coming up in less than an hour will be the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What's coming up? Well, he's about to tell you because Mark's got today's headlines.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you didn't know.
All right.
We will have another edition of It Is So Cold.
How cold is it?
Indeed. You might recall a few weeks back we told you about that lovely woman who was arrested for the crime of riding around the Walmart parking lot in a scooter while drinking wine from a Pringles can.
Yes, I remember the story very well.
Evidently, she's become quite an inspiration because, yes, you can now own your own Pringles wine tumbler.
Love it!
Another thing that that got people all excited a couple of weeks back, when I told you about Costco selling like a 72-pound thing of macaroni and cheese.
Yes.
You were just entranced
by it. Until we found out it's dry and it's just you scoop some out and add some powder.
Well, we have some stories for you along those lines of things that are available now.
Okay.
There's a little something that we've learned about women over the years.
They're crazy and capable of anything.
And that's on a good day, Stan. When women are put in the position of being a bride.
Oh, forget it.
All bets are off regarding the level of crazy. Yep. And
nobody's going to ruin their day.
You know, your normal crazy, you can compare that to a sun shower. When they're bride, that is hurricane category 5.
It's going to ruin my day.
A bride forces her bridesmaids to take a lie detector test to find out who leaked the details.
Uh-huh. And whoever it is, they're out.
And finally, two people met on a dating app.
Aw, Dave, how's it going for you?
Not good.
Had sex in a van and ended up in a high-speed police chase.
Wow.
These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. From the Absolute Law text line, how you guys doing, Stan and Haney? The other day, I saw an old, like, Air Force airplane. I live here in Estero. There has been a whole lot of helicopter traffic up there, too. It's been crazy around here. Me and my roommate are wondering, what the hell? Somebody flying through the trailer? This site is unbelievable. Another from the Absolute Law. Guys, will you please have Dave say bro 67 more times so he can finish up for the day and meet his quota?
Bro, right on. Speaking of planes, bro.
Oh, gee, bro. Jeez, let me tell you.
No, seriously. Yesterday, on my way in, a couple of B-25 Liberators, man, and a P-51.
Well, that's the Lee County Air Force, isn't it?
Yep.
Spraying for mosquitoes.
Yeah, yep. Bro.
Laughter. It's very important.
Bing bong, bing bong, bing bong.
It's 4 o'clock fluffer time, brought to you by Coastal Cooling Dave and Daikin. Mark?
Stan?
Junior.
Dave, the shout-out waterman.
Haney.
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Hi, ladies. You waiting for Dave?
Yeah, I want to hear that sound.
Tourists.
That was a good one, man.
Right,
you
on.
Really nailed that.
Yeah, bro.
Was it just that day? Because you couldn't do it again.
Yeah, I was feeling it,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, you were
I was
high.
In the pocket, you know?
You were huffing.
Shut up, man. I was in the pocket.
What sound does a donkey make?
Ee-haw! Ee-haw!
Okay. It was good, but you're never going to top that one.
No, that's spasmatic.
Sorry about that, folks.
Yep.
You caught me.
Yeah.
Super Bowl party this Sunday. What do you think, huh?
Yeah.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
tips for hosting an epic Super Bowl party.
Top tips for hosting an epic Super Bowl party.
Hold my beer.
A lot of that. There'll be a lot of that at home parties.
Well, you remember how much fun your Pro Bowl party was last week?
Yeah.
Just do that again.
Come down later for moose soup.
You know, if you're serving moose soup at the Super Bowl party, I'm there.
You guys are doing good.
Thank
See,
you.
That should always come first. You guys are doing good always comes before moose soup.
Yeah, because then she's inviting us for moose soup because we're doing good.
Yep. Dirty.
Hey.
Remember, after your team scores a touchdown, it's perfectly okay to high-five your a-hole buddies. Yeah. It is not okay to ass-pinch their wives.
Dave's been kicked out of his share of Super Bowl parties.
Oh, who among us?
Yeah.
Right on.
Honestly, Dave, how many Super Bowl parties do you think you've been kicked out of? Can you count?
Probably at least 10.
Because I can tell you what he does at a Super Bowl party. Because it's like any party he goes to. He comes over to the Super Bowl party. There are a bunch of people around, some girls and stuff, and, you know, couples. And he says hi to them and all that. Mm. Then he grabs three or four of his beers that he's going to drink, goes out to the porch, guzzles them, has a few smokes. Maybe one or two people will come out and say hi to him. He'll come back in, grab a few more, smoke a few more cigarettes, vomit, and then leave.
Come
on. Live in America! Bro,
that's because I ate cat food, man. I thought it was peanuts.
Who among us?
Who among us?
No, what happens with Dave is he's overexcited.
Yeah, he gets overexcited, and his stomach gets flummoxed.
And I've seen it multiple times where... You know, you wake up with that feeling of, man, today's going to be a kick-ass day. We're going to have fun. And that gets into his head.
Yep.
And he gets so excited.
Yep.
He starts pounding beers.
Yep.
And for the first, say, 20 minutes of your party, Dave will be the life of the party.
Yep.
But only for the first 20 minutes.
Yeah, because he's pounding them so fast.
Yep.
Get some.
And then you notice because it gets hard for him to keep his head held up.
Then he'll vomit.
And then he'll get maudlin.
Yep.
And start talking about depressing things.
Yep. Fall off the couch and get drug around by a dog.
Yes. And then you might hear him go into the bathroom cussing to himself.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You remember that?
Oh, man. Yeah.
My girlfriend at the time wanted me to throw you out of my house.
Yep.
Yeah, probably so.
Because advice.
She said, Dave's in there in the bathroom, and the things he was saying about you, you should show him the door right now. Yeah. And I had to explain to her how you are.
Oh, I know, right? Yeah.
Have you been drinking today?
Yes, he has been.
No. She got used to it, though, Mark, didn't she?
I don't know that she ever did, Dave.
Never.
No.
Never.
But it doesn't matter. She's gone.
Yeah.
You're still here. Play a drinking game where you take a shot every time the Patriots cheat.
Yup. Yup. And there's going to be a lot of that on Sunday. I guarantee you there'll be a lot of questionable things because everything is weighted towards them winning.
Mm-hmm.
There will be almost a non-call that will be called and give them like a 15-yard penalty.
Yep.
Meanwhile, the Rams will be just brutalized and nothing's called.
Oh, that one corner that was involved in the non-call in New Orleans?
Yeah.
I wouldn't even play him.
No.
Because he's going to get a flag on every play.
Yep.
Top tips for hosting an epic Super Bowl party. Wear something that will make everyone laugh, like a funny hat, mm-hmm. novelty glasses, mm-hmm. or a Tannehill jersey.
Look at this owl.
Yeah, you want a good laugh? Go around in your Tannehill jersey.
I still got my Culpepper jersey.
There you go, buddy.
Think I got a Ted Ginn jersey.
Yep. Wear them with pride.
Huh? Yep. Install a metal detector in your front door in case any Oakland Raider fans show up.
I love it.
Install uprights in front of the toilet bowl and request that guests not pull a Cody Parkey.
Thomas got a brand new bag. It's the man's world.
Woo! Hit me!
Have a variety of chips available. Potato, tortilla, estrada.
Yeah. He's a chip. Punch.
Load up on Febreze.
Yeah.
And this is important. Declutter your house ahead of time by sending your wife to her sister's. And finally, the very top tip for hosting an epic Super Bowl party.
Yes.
Serving Michelob Ultra is a great way to make sure no one drives home drunk.
Yeah.
Such a way with one.
Yeah.
And that, my friends, is the 4 o'clock.
Elvis has left the building.
That's it, baby.
Freddie, email time.
We got emails today?
It was just
that one day.
It was just that one day. I told you, we didn't get the Guardians until 5 p.m.
Okay.
By the way, from the Absolute Law text line, I'm trying to remember this, and I'll give you the reason. I know the answer, though. Before you went on break a couple of weeks ago, you announced that Dave wouldn't be on the air anymore. That was for his night show.
Yep.
What happened? He's on the air now more than ever. Well, the reason for that is he's got nowhere to go. So he comes down here waiting for Haney to give him menial jobs. And while he's around, he comes on the air. Fridays, he's always here.
Yeah. He's a good boy.
Whatever.
Thanks, bro.
Keep telling yourself that. This is from Robert. He wants to answer the question of the week. What was it?
Spur of the moment.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Hey.
Robert says, ahoy, boys. Spur of the moment. In a nutshell, my son wanted to see Immokalee, Florida.
What?
We live in Golden Gate Estates, not that far of a travel.
That's an attainable dream.
Yep. But I was just as curious. Short little road trip. While eating some of the most incredible fried chicken I have ever had in my 54 years, I said to myself, the fried oysters have to be just as enjoyable. I don't know how you go and compare those two. My son did not experience a perfectly breaded golden fried mollusk presented so visually wonderful via a paper plate. But then suddenly I started cramping like a female high school lacrosse player on the sidelines missing the game. Mom's note in hand. Stick to the chicken in Immokalee. Stop, look, and listen. There are chickens in the streets there, too. That's damn cool. Signed, Robert. P.S. When you guys did that whole Pelosi, Your Highness thing yesterday, I was laughing so hard I was cramping again. Like a high school female lacrosse player.
Well, happy to do it.
Yeah.
Hopefully we can get you cramping up again.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, The Guardian.
Jesus.
Let's see. I just want to check. Germany. Junior Tinder. Okay, well, here we
Jesus.
Go.
Jesus.
Yeah. Question. Ahoy, gentlemen. Just one question. Okay, hold on. Boys, your question of the week for me was full of answers. What have you done on the spur of the moment? Unfortunately, 90% I really can't talk about in this email. They fall into the junior Tinder category.
Jesus.
Nap time.
Yep. Yeah. But one time we had been on vacation for about a month. When we came back, we still had a week left and plenty of cash. So we unloaded the car and headed to Disney. Spent a week there. My kids were absolutely thrilled. We spared no expense. Haney, I just wanted you to know you're not the only one who backs into parking.
Thank you.
Because Junior felt it so strange that Haney backed into his garage. Was it you that thought it strange? Yeah, you did. You go, he backed into his garage?
I don't think it's that strange.
Who thought it was strange?
I don't know.
And by the way, somebody, because Haney said I do it like Batman, and I saved you from it, Haney. Somebody texted, sorry, Batman didn't back into the Batcave. He had a lazy Susan that turned it around for him.
Well, I don't have a lazy Susan for my car.
No, okay.
I'll try and do better.
You know what? It sounds a lot crazy backing in, but it is much safer. Also, the other day...
No, the point of it is that when I'm coming home...
I completely understand it and agree with you.
I'm in a good mood.
Yep.
Because my work for the day is done, and I've got a little time on my hands, okay? Got time to make sure it's good and centered and all that. And when I'm on my way to work, it's things are moving much faster... Yep. I don't have as much time, but boom, I'm right there, like a bat out of hell, right there.
Also, the other day when I was looking up issues about that bell in Germany, I came across a project that the Germans were working on during World War II called the Bell. It involved anti-gravity flight.
Some people think it ended up in Pennsylvania.
I'll be looking closer at it this weekend.
I can't believe The Guardian never knew about that.
I know about that.
You know things.
Yeah. So here's my pick for the big game. Rams win 31-24. You guys are the best, sign The Guardian.
He's done it again!
I'll tell you who's going to win the game, because I'll spread the word, because Broadway Joe is coming with his Super Bowl pick. And it's hard to believe. Broadway Joe, it was 50 years ago that he played in Super Bowl III. We're up to 53, and Broadway was in Super Bowl III. We'll get his memories and his picks when we come back. This is the Stan and Haney Show.
We wrote the book on funny. But unfortunately, it's long out of print. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us this afternoon. Greatly appreciated. Dave's going to get you updated on traffic here in just a second. And then I'm going to tell you how you can see the band Tesla in concert. Yeah, they're still around. And it's not one of these call-in... You can do it all on the internet and be eligible to get some tickets. I'll give you the details on that. And then, of course, Broadway Joe's going to be joining us He knows who's going to win the Super Bowl, and he's going to tell us. But first, let's get you updated on traffic. Here he is, Mr. Traffic himself.
Now, K-Rock Traffic.
All right, all right, all right. It's Friday. Woo!
Now, I got all that out of the
way.
Got that.
Love it.
Got that all out of the way.
Thank you, buddy.
Now do traffic.
Thank you, man.
Go ahead.
All right. Got
all, no, 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 no. All right. Get to
okay.
do traffic.
Hey, we're going, bud. Let's see. Lehigh.
Let's see.
Lehigh Acres, we have a disabled vehicle. Shut up, man. Lehigh Acres, disabled vehicle, Westminster Street and Homestead Road North. And then Cape Coral, we have a crash on the Cape Coral Bridge westbound into the Cape. So that'll do traffic another 30 minutes.
All right. Thank you. Go to 96krock.com and enter to win tickets to see Tesla March 3rd. At the Hard Rock Event Center in Fort Lauderdale, that place is a blast. One lucky winner will receive 4 tickets to the show, plus a $100 food voucher and round-trip transportation provided by J.P. Morgan Limousines. Register and get more info. That's all it takes. Go to 96krock.com. We've gone through 16, 17 weeks, playoffs, multiple rounds, and we come to this.
And now, here's the youngster who did it when they said it couldn't be done. The superstar of the Super Bowl, ladies and gentlemen, here is Joe Namath.
Broadway Joe! Hey, we made it, buddy. We made it all the way to the Super Bowl again.
Well, can you believe it? And I think we had a pretty good year to get here.
We had a very my friend, had a very good year. Probably the best year that you have had coming on this show as far as picking the winners. Of course, this year we had a couple of ties, which kind of threw things off a little bit, or it could have been even better.
Well, I am still quite disappointed that Kansas City didn't get it done.
Yeah, you know, but they got a good football team, young quarterback for the future. But now we have the Rams and we have the Patriots in Atlanta for Super Bowl 53. And we were talking about before you came on Broadway, this year, 50 years ago, 50 years ago.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
You guaranteed it. The New York Football Jets won Super Bowl III. What are your memories of that, Broadway?
Happy.
Yeah, yeah. Happy. Were you nervous?
No. I probably would have been nervous if I'd been in my right mind.
Right. Right. But, you know, you were down there. Miami, that was played at the Orange Bowl, wasn't it?
Yes, and it was a wonderful thing, given the time of year that it was, especially to have that game played in Miami.
Yeah, wonderful, comfortable weather, and you guys went up against Don Shula's Baltimore Colts and Earl Morrill at quarterback, and you showed them that the AFL could do it. A magical moment for professional football, and you were the guy, Broadway.
Well, I guess I was, and you know, the great thing about it for us is nobody expected much. All the pressure was on them.
Yep, that's the truth. They were supposed to win that. Now, we got Super Bowl 53. They're down there. They go a week ahead of time, get acclimated, go and practice a little bit. You guys were in, you know, coming from New York, in Queens, going down to Miami for a whole week. How does that, what goes through a player's mind? How do you prepare for such a huge football game like we're going to have on Sunday? What were the things that you did to relax and prepare yourself for the big game?
Well, you know, Stan, it's funny because you can look back since Super Bowl III.
Yep, guaranteed.
And you can see how many things have changed.
Oh, yeah.
Not only in society, but the actual rules of the game that have changed.
Yeah, yeah. I can only imagine if you were playing quarterback under today's rules.
Oh. I am salivating at the thought because they could mug my receivers.
Yeah, they could.
But what I find heartening is that some things don't change. And with a story I saw today, a feel-good story about Rams running back C.J. Anderson,
mm-hmm.
who has ended up playing a much more substantial role than anybody thought with Todd Gurley on that team. And it does remind me a little bit of my past and some of what I and my teammates engaged in. Now, he played previously for the Panthers. And I guess was quite active on social media and dating sites.
Yeah, you didn't have that in your day.
Oh, my God.
I can imagine if Broadway Joe had social media, Facebook, Twitter, Broadway Joe on Tinder.
Well, I know I'm a little bit older than you, but you're no spring chicken yourself. Can you imagine what it would be like to just have a catalog of women?
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Unbelievable. And there you are in Miami Beach.
I don't have to go out to the bar and actually give them all a look over. I can just pick the ones I actually like.
Yep.
Boy, that could have saved me a lot of shame at 2 a.m.
Now, did you down in Miami leading up to Super, did you go out and have a good time? Did you go to the clubs? Did you hang out on the beach? Did you mess around with the ladies?
Well, of course I did, but my story about C.J. Anderson...
Sorry.
...was that he had picked out a gal...
Yeah.
...who was a pharmacy technician in Bozeman, Montana.
Yeah.
And decided he liked the looks of her. And do they still use the term paper bag or anything?
Well, yeah, according to our millennial friends, yes.
Do they still use the term, I wouldn't blank her with your blank?
Yeah. Yes, they do. A bag or two bagger.
So the only thing you can really tell about this woman from the picture she made available is that she's heavily tattooed.
And
I think we all know what that means.
Yep, sure do. And she was smoking too, right?
I believe so.
Yeah, and you know what they mean about that too.
Well, if she smokes, she pokes.
Yep.
So he starts playing Romeo and telling her how beautiful she is and that he's going to fly her out before the game so that he can have a little fun.
Yeah, yeah.
And then she made the mistake of saying, oh, thank you so much. You're so famous, and someone like you to say I'm pretty means so much. Guys around here think I'm fat. And then it was, whoa. So then CJ says, oh, can I have a full body pic, please?
Oh, I saw it.
And so she complies and sends him, I think all she had on was a panty.
Yep.
She sends him the full body pic.
Yep.
And he replies back, sorry, I don't blank fat chicks.
Yeah, which probably got him in a whole lot of trouble. Not necessarily,
oh, it did.
You know, but
it did.
You know, fat shaming.
But you know what? What they don't report is that, you know, she replies back, "What? You think I'm fat?" And he says, "Well, you got a stomach, baby." And then he is such a gentleman. Yep. He asks about her diet and workout regimen and offers to help.
See, there's goodness in everybody.
And she replied, "F you."
See, that's what'll get you. Unbelievable.
But yeah, that's you talk about what's going through players' heads.
Yeah,
a lot of the usual.
Yep. Yep.
You know.
Yep. Poontang.
And that's one of the main things, really.
Yeah. And partying. I mean, some players, and I guess Broadway, this is it. Some players know it's all about business and keep to a regimen. Others, you know, it's party time.
Well, and, you know, when you go back to my era, I don't know how the coaches are now, but you have some coaches that are absolutely convinced that you have to not have anything to do with a woman or even yourself before the game. Yep. They want you to be all backed up.
Yeah, was Weeb like that?
Weeb was the opposite. He felt like he needed to get it out of your system so you could concentrate on football.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
And then, you know, you've got guys that, you know, maybe they've got a bit of a habit and they're going off to a strange city.
Yeah.
But most of these guys, you know, the Super Bowl is generally held in a league city, so they've usually got some sort of contact, and they know somebody who can, you know, deliver a baggie to a hotel room. and then you're thinking, how should I handle my dosage of painkillers?
Sure.
Because I do want to party, but I also want to be able to play.
Yep. You know,
that
you don't
want to
pull a Brett Favre or anything with the Vikes.
And, you know, another thing that we used to worry about is, do I have enough dip for the locker? Do I have a pack of cigarettes for the locker room?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's something that goes on. And then, of course, especially with your linemen, they're probably worried about food.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're all worried about it. You know, it's true.
If
a lot of you used to smoke back then.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And, boy, by the time halftime rolls around, it's like, oh, thank God.
All right. Broadway, we've come to that moment in time.
When you're trying to win a football game and you're having a nick fit, it's not fun.
Yeah, just ask Lenny Dawson. We've come to that time.
Oh, that choir boy.
You have to go and tell us. You know, everybody thinks, you know, the Patriots can win this. Everybody thinks, you know, don't worry, they're going to win. And, of course, the bad feelings about the Rams that they shouldn't even be there because of the Saints game. Who is Broadway, with your head, Joe, not your heart, who's going to win Super Bowl 53?
Well, let me tell you something about football. It seems like anything that can be done with the game has been done. But you notice certain things come into a fashion. And when you know you've made it is when they say, get me a blank type. Somebody that changes the game. And the next season they go into the draft and let's take it back to the 80s. Get me a Lawrence Taylor type to change the game. At the position of safety, get me a Kenny Easley type. Change the game. Well, what the Los Angeles Rams have is a player called Aaron Donald. He plays the least glamorous position there is, defensive tackle. And he had 20 and a half sacks this season, despite being double-teamed every play. You know who plays next to him?
Who's that?
Ndamukong Suh.
Ah, who's due?
Now, if you're double-teaming Aaron Donald, What are you going to do about Ndamukong Suh?
Yeah,
because he's been
there.
Double-teamed his whole career. I'll tell you what happened.
He's going to run free.
Ndamukong Suh got two sacks during the championship game. So, with my head and my heart, I like the Rams.
Broadway Joe is picking the Los Angeles Rams, your old team, I might add. The Los Angeles.
Well, and let's be honest here. What the Patriots have going for them is the consistency of Tom Brady. And Tom Brady, I'm not taking anything away from him, but any quarterback, if you're rattled with pressure coming up the middle, there's very little you can do.
Yeah. Are you predicting a final score?
I don't generally do that, but I will if you'd like me to.
Yeah, what's it going to be?
34-31.
The Rams over the Patriots. Broadway, it's been a great season.
Absolutely. God bless all of you. We enjoy it.
All right. Well. Hopefully you come out victorious, and we'll talk to you next year.
Well, God willing.
All right. I guarantee it. Yeah, get that.
You got it, pal. I guarantee it.
Take a break. We'll be back. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
It's nice to be important, but it's more important to remain employed at harshly reduced wages and benefits. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. You know, I kind of like this. When Haney and I first came into this town in the early 90s, we tried to preach to you and set you straight.
Yeah.
This town was so pro-Edison. Edison could do no wrong. Festival of Light coming up this month. Parades, galas, all this stuff. And Edison being taught in the schools. Somebody just sent us this, the link to it. And I want to thank him for doing it. And I'd like to think Stan and Haney had something to do with making this happen. I read this, especially here in Fort Myers, with a little bit of pride. There is an escape room. They're popping up everywhere. This is a brainstorm escape room. They have a new escape room here in town. Let me read it to you. It's called The Escape Room, Edison versus Tesla.
Hmm.
It reads, here's your mission.
That's not a fair fight.
Here's your mission. You are committed to uncovering Tesla's missing patents. Your search has led you to an unlisted private residence that Thomas Edison used. You break into his secret study. You have 60 minutes to escape with evidence before you are caught. So that's the escape. You got to find. Your job is to find Tesla's patents in Edison's hidden library and get out of there in 60 minutes. You're welcome.
Well, first, we need to determine how Edison got a hold of it. We know that when Tesla died, he was in the hotel room and he had his safe. And the provenance of what was in that safe is highly disputed.
Yeah.
A lot of people say that it disappeared into government hands.
Says book now. You can actually book that escape at Brainstorm Escape Room. People are finally starting to come around. Finally. I guess the gala that you, for like a million years has been in Fort Myers, they wanted nothing more to do with it. They sent it up to Cape Coral.
Yeah. And they never liked us because evidently before we ever got here, K-Rock had some sort of float in the parade and a girl that worked for K-Rock vomited.
Yep, true.
Look it up. Edison was a dick.
Yep, fact.
And so we've never been involved in it since.
No. Now, we did 1 year cover the parade.
But that was because of a Renegade Fitness Center.
Yep. who allowed us to broadcast the entire parade on the roof of their fitness center, and we did nothing but slam it.
Yep.
Yeah, they got in trouble.
I did a lot of work for that.
Yeah, that was great. Remember, we would send Harry the Bulgarian down into the crowd, asking him, "Do you know what you're marching for? Do you know what you're celebrating?"
Do you know Edison was a dick?
Let's
come on, man.
Let's get you updated.
I like Metallica.
Traffic.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
Both of these are in Fort Myers. Both of these, I'm assuming. Nope, they're two different ones, just near each other. Got a crash. I-75 southbound at Alico Road. And then we have a crash. Alico Road and Royal Queen Boulevard. And you are up to date. Look at that picture, Haney. Len Dawson, Super Bowl, smoking. That is so good. He MVP of Super Bowl IV, Len Dawson, smoking cigarettes during the game.
I told you, I saw that clip of Carson sitting behind the desk having a smoke. Yep. Nothing wrong with it.
Remember when Alex Karras was on the Monday Night Football team, former Lion great? He's smoking a cigar in front of Howard Cosell. And Cosell says, "What are you doing with that cigar?" And he goes, "Howard, for most of my adult life, I've been a smoker. I'm trying to quit." Let's get you started with news brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District, and it starts right now.
From News Headquarters, this is the Evening News, with Dan Rather substituting for Walter Cronkite. And in Washington, Ike Pappas, Marvin Kalb, Bob Schieffer, Roger Mudd, Daniel Shore, Terry Drinkwater at Camp Pendleton, California, David Dick in Niceville, Florida, and Roy Caron in Marshalltown, Iowa.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Friday, February 1st.
Double M-X-I-X.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for things you didn't know. If you notice, the price of gas ends with tenths of a cent.
Mm-hmm. Well, it ends up like 0.9, a tenth. Yeah.
Now, when we were kids, it would actually say that on the signs.
Yeah.
You know, 85 and 9 tenths of a cent.
Yep.
85.9. Yep.
Yep.
Well, there is a reason for that. The reason that gas prices end with tenths of a cent, like $2.499,
yep,
originates in the Great Depression, when Congress created a gas tax of 1.5 cents. The stations then had to start calculating tenths of a gallon from then on, and eventually it just became a tradition. We've always done it that way. Why change?
Yep. So when you see something like it's $2.25.9, you're essentially paying $2.26.
But you feel better.
But you feel better.
This would be interesting to Dave.
He's out doing menial labor.
They say he's good at it.
Nobody better.
They say that when you talk to yourself in your head,
yeah,
you may not even be aware of it, and it may be so tiny that you wouldn't notice, but your larynx still makes movement.
Oh, I believe that. That makes perfect sense.
What does it mean when you buy something with a lifetime warranty?
It's good forever. For as long as you own whatever it is. That's what I would think.
So it would be your lifetime.
Here's a pen. And it has a lifetime warranty. I would like to think I would last longer than this pen, but the warranty would be on it as long as the pen worked.
A lifetime warranty does not mean the warranty is good for your lifetime.
Me personally.
It refers to how long the company expects the product to last.
Yeah.
The lifetime of the product.
That kind of makes sense. Lifetime of the product.
Meaning, they say that pen should last for X number of years.
Yeah.
Maybe it's 3 years. You get a lifetime warranty, and after 5 years, that's not under warranty. It's only a lifetime warranty.
Wait a second. That was a lifetime warranty.
Yes, indeed.
Oh, that adds a little... So it's what they determine to be the life of it.
Yep.
Interesting.
Seems like now there's Walgreens on every corner, doesn't it?
Got that right. Well, you know what? There used to be, I think, even more Walgreens before.
Walgreens' big expansion took place in the 1920s and early 1930s.
Look at old pictures. You see Walgreens.
Walgreens grew from 20 stores to 400 stores during a very short period of time. And there's a very good reason why.
Why?
That time frame is Prohibition. And Walgreens were allowed to sell whiskey for medicinal purposes.
Ah, it was medicine.
Uh-huh. And you go from 20 stores to 400.
Yep. Get me my whiskey, boy. It's my medicine.
Yes, sir.
We'll put it in a nice pharmacy bottle. Smooth.
Dependable. And fully legal.
Yeah.
I'm just a simple country doctor. Yep. What ails you? Here's your whiskey prescription.
Yep. Your elixir.
Yep. Need to see you again next week.
Yeah.
Oh, just a couple of dollars for the office visit. Not charging you for the prescription. What's that? Oh, well, yes. You know, a year ago, I could do an office visit for $10. Well, these days, it's up to $500.
Yep. But what do I know?
I'm a simple country doctor. I'm as dumb as a box of rocks.
Yeah, walking around in that buckskin coat with the tassels on it.
Yep.
Like a country doctor.
I don't know who steered you my way, but they must be a simpleton, because I don't know a thing about medicine, but I do know this. I got your whiskey prescription right here. That's a good doctor.
Yeah. Country doctor.
He treated me right.
Yeah.
Time now for today's edition of It's So Cold.
How cold is it? Yeah, get ready, Jay.
It is so cold, hell froze over.
You're doing the story.
Hell, Michigan.
Yeah. Yeah.
A place that our listeners have known about for 30 years.
Oh, yeah.
It is so cold.
How cold is it?
Antifreeze is freezing.
Oh, I betcha.
Someone in Iowa posted a photo holding up a jug of antifreeze completely frozen in place. That's quite impressive because the freezing point of antifreeze is negative 36 degrees.
Yep.
So if antifreeze is freezing, vodka is freezing.
Yep.
A person in Chicago tweeted a picture of their bottle of vodka with ice inside. The freezing point of vodka is negative 16 degrees.
Vodka. Vodka.
You like vodka? I like vodka. I like a White Russia. It is so cold.
How cold is it?
Power companies in Minnesota asked people to turn down their heat to make sure the system could handle it. They wanted people to set their thermostats to 63 degrees.
Oh, that's even below what Carter wanted you to set the thermostat to.
Yeah, might as well be outside.
Yep.
Since then, the system is held, and they said you can go back to blasting the furnace now. It is so cold.
How cold is it?
Even nuclear power could not overcome the weather. A nuclear reactor in New Jersey had to be shut down because critical parts of the system were freezing solid.
Oh, man. Haney, Absolute Law text line listener.
What have I done now?
Heard your story about the antifreeze freezing.
Yeah.
As he points out, not necessarily. You see, that was a mix of water and antifreeze, so it was a 50-50 blend. So, in fact, it could freeze in warmer temperatures than what you were describing.
Stan? If you would be so kind as to thank them for the text and inform them, I don't care. Yeah,
not necessarily.
I just don't care. It's a Friday. I'm almost done.
Yeah.
What I'm trying to do is a simple little thing to show you how cold it is.
Yeah, but these idiots, they want to go and correct you. Jeez. It's an entertainment show, you idiot.
Not necessarily. It's a 50-50 blend of water and antifreeze. So...
Shut up.
Then what's the freezing point of that?
Yeah.
Do the math. Yeah. Get back to me.
Yep. If you're going to go and throw those kind of things out at us.
That's not helpful.
Yep. Not helpful. Why don't you be helpful and get an exact number for it's the freezing point of that?
In a moment.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, a few weeks back, we told you about a woman in Texas who was banned from the Walmart just because she was driving a motorized shopping cart around the premises as she drank wine out of a Pringles can.
Yep, remember the story very well.
Who knew she would be such an inspiration? To honor her innovations in wine drinking, an artist from Mississippi just began selling Pringles wine tumblers on the internet.
Oh, I want one.
Now, they aren't your actual Pringles can. They're much better than that.
Yeah.
But they have the labels printed on them. And if you want to join the fun, it'll only cost you $30 each.
No!
There's a little something that we have discovered about women.
Yeah. They're crazy, and they're capable of anything.
And that's on a good day. When women become brides, brides-to-be, all bets are off.
Yep.
That's when the guessing game starts.
Yep.
Back in December, a bride's Facebook post went viral, mainly because it was, well, next level crazy. The bride gave guests a very specific dress code based on their weight. Basically, thinner people were expected to wear specific colors.
Yes.
Heavier people were expected to wear black.
Yep, hides the fat.
She also required that regardless of what their outfit may be, they should spend at least $1,000 on the outfit.
Jeez.
After the post went viral, the bride freaked out. And this is not something you want to see, a woman in this state.
No.
And she announced all of her bridesmaids would be given a lie detector test to see who leaked the information.
Her true feelings about the fat women.
Well, she did it. And it worked.
Ah, did we find the leaker?
She says on Saturday, all the bridesmaids showed up to take the polygraph, which she paid $99 for.
Well worth it.
And she found the leaker.
Who was it?
Quote, my former friend Stephanie.
It was you, Stephanie. It was you.
Was immediately removed from the property.
Yep.
Lip she flapper. Confessed to leaking my posts and ridiculing me online.
How dare you on my wedding? This is my day.
And if you're wondering, although Stephanie is not a part of it now,
right?
The wedding is on with the full dress code requirements for fatties.
Yep, black.
She is now demanding people submit photos of how they look in their $1,000 outfits so she can tell everyone, quote, what is wrong and how to improve.
Yep, wear a spank.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, on Wednesday night, a 20-year-old gent from Battle Creek, Michigan.
That's where they make cereal.
Met a 21-year-old woman from about 60 miles away in Allegan, Michigan. And they decided it would be a good idea to meet up and have sex.
All right.
They met in Penfield Township, Michigan. And they enjoyed a round of sex in the woman's sweet-ass van.
Yeah, yeah.
But then the guy stole some money out of the woman's purse and took off in his car. She was having none of that and began chasing him in the van. Then a cop saw them both speeding and began chasing both vehicles. The chase ended when the guy slid off the icy road, and then the woman did too. Neither one was hurt, but they were both arrested for fleeing and eluding, and the guy was also charged with robbery.
Yep, got the robbery there. Probably some loose change.
And, of course, the world wonders. Second date?
Yeah. Well, we'll pay for it.
What's going to happen then? And that's the news for today, Friday, February 1st.
Double M-X-I-X.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is, little Mikey Haney, telling it like it is.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news this afternoon. We're going to take a break. We will be back. This is the Stan and Haney program.
Would you like an extended warranty on that? Then keep listening. And please, tell a Beasley today. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for spending the week with us. Greatly appreciated. A rock and, show coming up at 6.
And an appreciation. We're going to let you have the weekend off.
Yep. Safe word at 6 o'clock as well. Let's get you updated on traffic.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right, these are all in Fort Myers. Got a crash. San Carlos Boulevard and Kelly Road at the exit of the Target parking lot. Fort Myers. Crash. Higginbotham Road and Orange River Loop Road. And one more for you. Fort Myers, it's a disabled vehicle. Pine Ridge Road and Gladiolus Drive. And you are up to date.
You're a monster, baby.
Yes.
You're a super killer. I want to be with you. I love you.
I want to be with you.
You're beautiful. You're a super monster killer.
Thank you kindly.
It's time once again for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy like it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
I'm single, so it's good to be out and looking for somebody. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I am single. I've made some mistakes, you know. Like, I used to date young. I don't mean to date young. It's just I aged well. And they come at me. Seriously, I'll just be hanging out at the GameStop and they just come into my life. That's where I hang out. I'm like, you want this? Come and get it. He was too young for me, though. It was exhausting. Being a cougar, by the way, is not all it's cracked up to being, okay? This guy was always awake. Just looking at me like, what next? I'm like, nothing. Take a nap. He didn't understand the beauty of a nap. He had a really nice apartment, though. That's important. In New York City, if you get a guy with a nice apartment, you got to hold on to that. Okay, I'm a feminist, I am, but I tap out. Like, I believe in equal pay, but I also believe in his pay.
Have yourselves a great weekend, Lord willing. We'll be back here on Monday, 2 o'clock. We are the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock, and we leave you this afternoon with this.
And now, here's the youngster who did it when they said it couldn't be done. The superstar of the Super Bowl, ladies and gentlemen, here is Joe Namath.
Broadway Joe! Hey, we made it, buddy. We made it all the way to the Super Bowl again. This year, 50 years ago, 50 years ago, You guaranteed it. The New York Football Jets won Super Bowl III. What are your memories of that, Broadway?
Happy.
Yeah, yeah. Now, we got Super Bowl 53. They're down there. They go a week ahead of time, get acclimated, go and practice a little bit. You guys were in, coming from New York in Queens, going down to Miami for a whole week. How does that, what goes through a player's mind? How do you prepare for such a huge football game like we're going to have on Sunday? What were the things that you did to relax and prepare yourself for the big game?
Well, you know, Stan, it's funny because you can look back since Super Bowl III.
Yep, guaranteed.
And you can see how many things have changed.
Oh, yeah.
Not only in society, but the actual rules of the game that have changed.
Yeah, yeah. I can only imagine if you were playing quarterback under today's rules.
Oh. I am salivating at the thought.
Oh.
Because they could mug my receivers.
Yeah, they could.
But what I find heartening is that some things don't change. And with the story I saw today, a feel-good story about Rams running back C.J. Anderson,
mm-hmm.
who's ended up playing a much more substantial role than anybody thought with Todd Gurley on that team. And it does remind me a little bit of my past and some of what I and my teammates engaged in. Now, he played previously for the Panthers and I guess was quite active on social media and dating sites.
Yeah, you didn't have that in your day.
Oh, my God.
I can imagine if Broadway Joe had social media, Facebook, Twitter, Broadway Joe on Tinder.
Well, I know I'm a little bit older than you, but you're no spring chicken yourself. Can you imagine what it would be like to just have a catalog of women?
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Unbelievable. And there you are in Miami Beach.
I don't have to go out to the bar and actually give them all a look over. I can just pick the ones I actually like.
Yep.
Boy, that could have saved me a lot of shame at 2 a.m.
All right. Broadway, we've come to that moment in time.
When you're trying to win a football game and you're having a nick fit, it's not fun.
Yeah, just ask Lenny Dawson. We've come to that time.
Oh, that choir boy.
You have to go and tell us. You know, everybody thinks, you know, the Patriots can win this. Everybody thinks, you know, don't worry, they're going to win. And, of course, the bad feelings about the Rams that they shouldn't even be there because of the Saints game. Who is Broadway, with your head, Joe, not your heart, who's going to win Super Bowl 53?
Well, let me tell you something about football. It seems like anything that can be done with the game has been done. But you notice certain things come into a fashion. And when you know you've made it is when they say, get me a blank type. Somebody that changes the game. And the next season they go into the draft and let's take it back to the 80s. Get me a Lawrence Taylor type.
Right.
Change the game. At the position of safety. Get me a Kenny Easley type. Change the game. Well, what the Los Angeles Rams have is a player called Aaron Donald. He plays the least glamorous position there is, defensive tackle. And he had 20 and a half sacks this season, despite being double teamed every play. You know who plays next to him?
Who's that?
Ndamukong Suh.
Ah, who's due?
Now, if you're double-teaming Aaron Donald, what are you going to do about Ndamukong Suh?
Yeah,
because
he's
been
there.
Double-teamed his whole career. I'll tell you what happened.
He's going to run free.
Ndamukong Suh got two sacks during the championship game. So, with my head and my heart, I like the Rams.
Broadway Joe is picking the Los Angeles Rams, your old team, I might add. The Los Angeles.
Well, and let's be honest here. What the Patriots have going for them is the consistency of Tom Brady And Tom Brady, I'm not taking anything away from him, but any quarterback, if you're rattled with pressure coming up the middle, there's very little you can do.
Yeah, are you predicting a final score?
I don't generally do that, but I will if you'd like me to.
Yeah, what's it going to be?
34-31.
The Rams over the Patriots. Broadway, it's been a great season.
Absolutely. God bless all of you. We enjoy it.
All right. Well. Hopefully you come out victorious, and we'll talk to you next year.
Well, God willing.
All right. I guarantee it. Yeah, get
that. You got it, pal. I guarantee it.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day's a gift.
96 K-Rock.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.